Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Little. Pitching for the New York Giants, Don Little. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Chuck Harmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts in front of the plate. Westrum fields it and throws to first for the out. Harmon moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Harmon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball towards right. Mueller catches it and throws to home to double up Harmon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Little scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkowski for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harmon hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. William scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkowski bunts towards the mound. Little fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball towards center field. Bell makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Little fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klusowski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Irvin reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to second to catch Irvin off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Little takes first base on ball 4. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Seminick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick is 0-for-2 in the game. Seminick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Perkowski reaches second base with a double. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Irvin hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Seminick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Klusowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nino Escalera pinch runs for Ted Klusowski. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Greengrass hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Escalera moves to third. Marv Grissom now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Nino Escalera now playing first base. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Escalera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Corwin now pitching. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Andy Semenik. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman strikes out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 4 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 4 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell is walked intentionally. Nino Escalera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escalera hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-4 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 1, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.